and home division games all in December.
Oh man, that's lovely, because that it's just, it hypes everything up, you know, and from that point, it's all about, you know, when we start playing them, it's all about who got the best record, and then now it's division start, you know, so we got to win our games, we got to beat people, and then we really got to beat people towards the end. So, I mean, it's real good for us, because I think we got, an early bye week, and then we get the real stuff, you know, starting towards the end of the year.
Do you like that early bye week?
I usually like 8th week, like in the middle, but it is what it is. You know, everybody goes through it, and I think with us, we're going to adjust well, and I think Coach will definitely take care of us because he understands.
Is Schwartz's approach to this defense any much different than, he and Wash coached together, but Wash didn't seem to care a whole lot about the run, put a lot of pressure on linebackers, and you guys that last year in 2012 were really poor against the run. I was curious if Schwartz seems to have more of a different approach to it, or?
Well, it's a lot different. I think, like I said, a lot of people weren't on the same page.
Right. So guys were kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah, people, we was doing our own thing. The D-line, linebackers was kind of doing it. And, you know, people was just really, just out there playing. But I think Schwartz has it more, organized. And, he has a certain way he does it. And I think all the coaches is, buying into everything that he's done and what he's talking about, because they see the finished product, so.
Do you trust the defensive coordinator more when you look at what he's done and see all the things he's achieved?
Oh, yeah. And, he's had some real good defenses, and, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of something good, because, we had it early on, and then, we kind of, stayed in the middle a little bit. But I think it's that year that we're going to really, excel and try to be up there in the top 5.
So how much do you think that this plays to your strengths?
I think it's big for me because, now it's just all about going to get the quarterback. And, I got better against the run, got more stout against the run. So I'm excited to see how everything kind of transitions, for myself and, just as a defense as a whole. Especially because, we got 2 good safeties back there. We got Nolan back. Then we got McKelvin, those guys. We got some DBs that can really, get after it. So I'm excited because our front 7 is, always been kind of stout. But, I think now with the new additions that we're going to get in the draft and, the new additions we got in free agency, I think we're going to be okay. I think I'm gonna be real good.
You're an empty locker to your right. What are you thinking about that situation, if anything?
Oh man, I understand the contract situation, and hey, go get what you gonna get, because you don't know how long you're gonna play, and he has a family that he need to provide for. I know that both parties want to be here, so I know they're gonna get it done.
He'll be here eventually. And what does that mean to you guys on the edge?
It means a lot because you want to be able to, get pressure. I think he's a guy that can really help us up the middle, and when we funnel them guys to step up, he's there. So I think we definitely, want him back, and we know we're going to get him back. So this is just all about, him knowing, even though he's been through the Washburn thing, it's pretty similar. So I'm not really worried about him not knowing what to do when he get back. So it's just all about just – is he staying in shape, which he is, and, hey.